Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm your host, Mary. It is an honor to come to you all today. I am just thrilled to have my special guest on. Before we begin with today's episode, I like to always open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you, just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every day, Father God, in the world that we're living in. Help us to be that beacon and help us to be the leader and help us to have a sound mind and peace no matter what situation we may be in. In Jesus' name, I just thank you for today and just help us to yield and just to be able to help individuals today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. So today's episode is entitled Single, Saved, and Serving. This is something that God gave me a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I just had to meditate on it just to make sure this is something God wanted me to get my special guest to speak on. You know, God had already gave me who to contact regarding this. So when I got the confirmation, I said, okay, I'm going to go. So a little bit about my special guest. My special guest is Minister Tamara McCarthy. She is a minister. She's an author, a writer, blogger, podcaster, a motivator, and a single mom. She has earned her MBA in management, bachelor's in marketing, and certified in human resources. And she's currently pursuing a PhD in Christian counseling. Let me tell you, this young lady is doing the thing. It has always been her passion to uplift, motivate, encourage, and inspire young ladies and women to live their best life while going through the journey of getting more of God and less of them. This journey for her wasn't easy, and we need those that have gone through some mucky waters to guide others. She's also the founder of Kingdom Gale Ministries, LLC. She's the president of Sword of the Spirit Ministries, Central Florida, founder and CEO of Tamara McCarthy Ministries. She also published, let me tell you, published 19 books. Wow. And currently working on two that will be available later on this year. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Minister Tamara. How you doing, Minister?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. It is an honor to have you on the show. How's your day?
It's going good, and I thank you for having me. I'm excited to share with your listeners.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. So let's get into this. How did you become confident in your walk to embrace where you are with being single, saved, and serving? And are there benefits for choosing this path? Because, you know, there are many that say, you know, they shy away from using these words.
Gotcha. Okay. For me, it was, firstly, let me say this. First, I had to get to a place where I was loving myself, where I actually love myself. I had allowed so much pain into my life that I had to release and get free of, and then I had to allow God in. You know, I had to allow God in to, you know, come in, renew my heart, my soul, my spirit, as well as my body. You know, because when you allow the wrong things and the wrong people in your life, it can leave some lasting effects that you don't want to carry on the rest of your life, the rest of your journey. So it wasn't an easy process. It wasn't easy. For years, I did not like to look at myself in the mirror. But after I got through that stage, that's when the, you know, the healing began to take place. You know, I was previously, I won't say it now, but previously I would always believe that I needed a man in my life, that I wasn't complete unless I had a man in my life. So I had to get out of that type of thinking. You know, I finally found out that that wasn't true. You know, it wasn't true. We're, you know, we don't have to have a man in our life to feel complete, to feel whole, you know. So after I got that type thinking out of my head and I was able to, you know, get back to God and allow him in, you know, I was able to start thinking differently, start looking at myself differently. And this year makes 13 years that I've been single, been saved, and I got to a place where I love to serve the kingdom of God, you know, in various capacities. And I love that. I love to help people, especially other women that have gone through the type of things that I have been through, you know, domestic violence, being raped at a young age. I like, you know, helping them through that type of stuff, because I feel like when you've gone through something like that and you've gotten through it and you've gotten over it, we should go and help other people as well to help them on their way. And as far as there being benefits in choosing this path, yes, there are benefits. You have that freedom. You're not tied to the things of this world. You know, you're free to do kingdom work and help in the kingdom, or help people get to the kingdom of God and get to God and find ourselves. There's no drama, you know. I don't have any drama in my life. I'm drama free. And, you know, it gave me more time to find myself. When you're constantly thinking that you have to be out there looking for somebody else, you have no time to do other things. So it freed up my time to find myself, get to love myself, and find my purpose and my passion. So there's definitely benefits of being single and safe.
You know, I want to first say thank you for your transparency, because there are not many that's out there that's going to be transparent, you know. And I think for us as women, we do go through the phase of, you know, identity crisis. You know, some of us may not want to feel that we want to look in the mirror. We may not feel worthy at times, you know, because of situations we have been through, or, like you said, mistakes that, you know, we have encountered. So definitely thank you for that. You know, wow, it's amazing that, you know, you are holding on to this, you know, 13 years in, you know, and you are ministering, you love serving God, you know. So it is great to have you to share that with, you know, young ladies, as well as, you know, some men that may be listening, that, you know, even though you are at this position, you don't have to stay there. You can maximize, you know, where you are. Now, you know, I have heard, you know, some friends, family, and even coworkers, you know, for me, I'm married. And, you know, I have heard some people look at you and they say, well, you know, I wish I had what they have, or, you know, vice versa. Someone married may say, you know, the same thing. Why is it important in today to value where you are?
Okay. Now, I want to say, I've heard people say that as well. Okay. I never want to get to that place. I want God's best for my life. I don't want nobody else's life, nobody else's house, car, none of that stuff. You know, I want what God has for me, first of all. And also on that, you don't know what that person is doing or what they have done to get what they have.
Okay. Can I get an amen, somebody?
Yeah. You know, we're on the outside looking in. We don't know what they're doing, what they've done, if it's even godly, is it good in God's eyes? Is, you know, is he okay when he looks at it? So, you know, we can't well, I don't know if I can say we, because I don't want to talk to anybody else. I can't, you know, look at somebody and say that, because, like, again, you don't know what they're doing. Everybody isn't walking the same walk as we are. And, you know, it's good to be, you know, content with what we have and where we are, because it's a journey. You know, we want to do everything in God's timing. You know, we can have those things that we desire, but we have to, I want to have it in the right time and when God says it's the time for it. So we don't want to get ahead of God and want what everyone else has, because it may not be for us, and he may have something so much better for us, but we're going to block our blessing by wishing and hoping for something that someone else has.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You know, it reminds me of the scripture that says, you know, it took me a while to learn this, that a man finds a wife, finds a good thing, and obtains favor from the Lord. You know, yeah. That was for me confirmation that, okay, what are you seeking? Why are you out here looking? It says a man that finds a wife, not a woman, you know, not a woman that finds a husband, you know. So, you know, that's something that can also, you know, help individuals to let you know, you don't have to, women, it's okay to be, you know, to be comfortable in your own skin and embrace who God called you to be.
Yes.
So that when the time is right, he can find you. So what are some things that you can suggest to our listeners, those that are out there single? Some may be single, some may be single, save and serving. Others may be questionable. What can you suggest to them, being as though you have 13 years of experience and you have an impeccable resume, you know? How can you help them? What would you say?
I would say, firstly, to find yourself. Because when, you know, we desire to have a partner, husband, wife, we have to find ourselves first, because we don't want to get lost when that person finally comes into our life. We don't want to get lost in who they are and what they're doing. We want to find ourselves first. That's first and foremost. You want to love yourself, because this is the thing. When you don't love yourself, you will do anything and everything for someone else's love. So you want to know that you love yourself first. You want to find your purpose. You want to find your passion. You want to be doing something. You want to be busy when that person locates you, finds you. You want to be doing something. You just don't want to be just sitting around waiting, hoping, and praying for this person to come, and you're not busy, because we still have to do God's work. We should still be doing something that's going to advance the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You know, one of the things that they talked about in the premarital counseling that me and my husband took, it was basically, like you said, you have to know what God created you for. What is your purpose?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was a couple that shared that, you know, the wife called what she wanted to pursue actually changed many years, you know, into the marriage. So it wasn't as though she knew what she was created to do in the beginning. So when you don't know that, it can be, you know, it can be troublesome and weigh on the marriage. But also that's why it's important, like you said, to know what you're created to do and to pursue that. Because, you know, I had to tell my you know, my 10-year-old daughter, okay, do you know why you was created? What is your purpose, you know? And she's like, I know it's not to play, you know, games. Okay, as long as you know it's not to just play games and to just exist. Yes. We have a call and a purpose that on our life we have to fulfill.
Yes.
So definitely thank you for that. So I know that you have children. How many children do you have?
I have 5.
Okay, 5 children. Wow. Okay, now what impact has your decision been on your children?
My children, they love that I have more time to spend with them. When I was in relationships and dating. You know, it's like you're trying to get to know that person, so you don't have as much time mm-hmm. as you usually would. So they yep. love that I'm available to them. I have time to do homework with them. You know, we can do things together. We can cook together. You know, and mm-hmm. we can have conversations together because I don't have that other person that's, you know, wanting my time as well. So I have a lot more quality time to spend with my kids. They love that I found myself. They see that I'm a completely different person once I got
wow.
to love myself and know who I am and whose I am. And they love that I found my purpose and my passion to go out there and help other people, help other women. It's like they just, they just love that I'm a better person, that they can look up to me. They can, oh goodness, I'm at a loss for words right now. I'm trying to find the right word to say, but you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I can't think of the right word.
Absolutely.
Like your role model. They say, you know what, mom is doing all this stuff. You know, she's happy. She's helping people. And then now that it's like, now that I know God and I've accepted God, I can share God with them. And they take that and they share it with their friends as well. So it's just like me finding myself, me getting to know myself, me getting to know God is helping them to do the same thing. And it's just like,
okay.
We have to train our children up the way that they can go. And now that I've got to my, you know, who I am and what I'm supposed to do, I'm training them up to do the same thing. And it's just like, they're excited about it.
Oh, wow. You know, that is, you know, that's one of the things that's truly amazing about when you find yourself in Christ and when you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, even though I had these flaws or even though I went through this, thank God that, you know, I went through this, but I'm able to help my kids and my kids can
yes.
see that I'm a better person because of that
yes.
and I can help them, you know, along the way. So, you know, that is truly amazing for you to take this and make this your decision so that you can become better as a woman and God, a woman of God, but better as a mother and better as a mentor to help other people. Because that's one thing, you know, I remember the saying is, what is it? Hurt people. So if you're not right,
yes.
you know, you don't want to be
yes,
able to,
ma'am.
You know, hurt someone else because you're not right.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
I know that there are many different ways that we can look at the word single. It's, you know, single can be looked at as just like submission. It's a word people don't want to say, you know. So
yeah.
being single doesn't have to relate to someone's position, but someone's wholeness in their mind in Christ. So how does being single, saved, and serving coincide with one another to you?
I would say I have more time for God and everything that he's doing in my life and wants to do in my life. My mind is continually stayed on him. I'm constantly thinking, you know, the good things and remembering the stuff that he's taken me from, you know, and just making better decisions, you know, making sure I have the right people in my life, not allowing myself to, you know, go back to different circumstances or different situations or different relationships. And just because I'm saying this, you know, it's not like it's, you know, peaches and cream. It's not going to be roses every single day. You know, we still struggle. We still have that daily struggle, but I have to make a decision to go down the right path.
No, absolutely. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't look
no,
at, you know, being single as a bad thing. You know, I look at it as being a blessing in disguise because mm-hmm. being single for me, it's been a blessing. I've got to learn so much more about myself. I've gotten, you know, again, to find myself. So it's not a negative for me. You know, a lot of people look at being single as something negative, like nobody wants, they're being punished, you know, but for me, it's a good word. It's a very good word because I found so many good things about myself and able to get to a good place in my life. So it's always going to be a good thing for me.
All right. Well, praise God for that. Yes, absolutely. I just want to just thank you so much for taking the time out to be a guest on the show to be able to help. I believe that you was able to help change the lives of so many people that are listening and those that's going to be listening later on to just let them know, because even during this coronavirus and quarantine and et cetera, you know, there is self-pity and there is shame, there is guilt. So this, you know, podcast, this episode was just able to release some people. So before I let you go, where can people follow you and learn more information about you, maybe purchase a book?
Okay, well, I'm on Instagram. I have two Instagram accounts that I use frequently. A single mom of purpose, or Kingdom Gals, G-A-L-S. I have a website that is www.TamaraMcCarthyEnterprises.com. I have my blogs on there. I've been writing blogs since 2016. They're all Christian blogs. My books are available on there as well, and all my books are available on Amazon.com as well. They can just search my name and find all my books on there.
Oh, okay. Now, I need you to go back over your website, Tamala McCarthy. Can you spell that? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay, so it's www.TamaraMcCarthyEnterprises.com.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information. Listeners, if you have not done so, please make sure that you follow Minister Tamara McCarthy on Instagram. Visit her website to just visit to see the information that she has to share, her blogs, as well as purchase her books. She has 19 books. Working on two more. That is amazing. God is definitely moving in her life. Thank you so much again for being on the show. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. So we was having technical difficulties. I apologize to my listeners. So I just want to just say, you know, this has been very transparent. I pray that you all was able to get the resources you need, but also the information you need. I like to always end the show with a motivation from Motivation Serenity Gratitude, day 206. And it says, reaching a dead end only happens to retrace our steps. In your recite part, if I just slow down, I could see what's hidden. And that coincides with today's topic, being single, saved, and serving. Reaching a dead end only happens so that you can retrace where you are, retrace your steps, so that you can be able to slow down and see what's hidden. Sometimes when we're moving at a fast pace, we're not able to truly see what is actually going on. We have to take a step back and see what is going on in our life. You know, you could be moving so fast, you won't know the result of your actions until you get further down the road years later. So I personally want to just encourage you to just think about where you are, embracing where you are. Philippians 4:11 through verse 13, it tells us, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the situation. I know it is to be in need, know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If you were to look over your life, how does this scripture relate to you? If you're single, embrace where you are. Maximize where you are. Get to know who you are and walk in that call that God has for you. If you don't know what your call is, I think the website is, I think it's gifttest.com. And you, if you answer the questions truthfully, it will kind of give you a idea of the direction in which you should go. I ask that you first and foremost pray to God and ask God to show you where your gifts and talent may be. Everybody might have similarities, but your gift is unique. I ask that you always, if you're married, embrace where you are. Appreciate the role that God has given you. God has created us in his image and after his own likeness. So there's no good thing that he's going to withhold from you. So I just pray that you're able to receive all this information. If you know anybody that can use this information, please feel free to share this podcast episode with them, or you're more than welcome to listen to the live recap on iHeartRadio or Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.